That's not the Easter story either. That's the Christmas story. Manger, baby, wise guys, star, not the Easter story.
What do you know? You don't even know where your chicken comes from.
Yes, I do. It comes from H-E-B.
Exactly. Now can we get back to the story? It was tough to follow God back then. You had to live by the law, and it was a very complicated law. One of the things they had to do was to take the best, most pure lamb and take it to church and kill it as a sacrifice.
Okay, that's disgusting. Who keeps a lamb anyway?
Well, back then, almost everybody. Having sheep and having food, they could provide for a family for a long time. God was asking his followers to give their best to him. Moses sprinkled blood on the church and everything in the church to make it holy. God said that without the spilling of blood, there can't be forgiveness.
Okay, but now we're back in the Old Testament again. Can we get to the actual Easter story? You know, palm branches and the Last Supper and the cross, and then he's risen, and then the big closing number.
Okay. We'll get to that part. So Jesus grew up, and he started his public ministry. He healed the sick and taught us about God's love for us. There was buzz all over Israel about this guy. Could this guy be our king? Could we finally have the great leader we waited for? Needless to say, by the time Jesus did show up in Jerusalem, the crowds were pretty excited.